This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by Amazon, Stamps.com, See's Candies, Rouge Designs, and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now and at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
Matt apparently has spaghetti in his pubes.
Spaghetti!
Seth has moldy pubes. Dustin, you have the cleanest pubes. I may be pregnant with one of y'all's babies.
Show number 88, Ocho Ocho, for March 10th, 2015. Why 88, you might ask? Well, because we're going to do 87 here in about an hour, hour and a half.
I didn't even catch it.
You didn't?
No, man, I was rolling with it, just going,
Ocho, then we'll just roll with it. I'll cut all that out.
So we're doing Ocho Ocho now. And
Ocho Ocho.
We're going to back track and do Ocho Siete, right?
Ocho Ocho.
Ocho Siete.
If you have...
Oh, it's Ochento Siete.
Ochenta.
What's a pair of eights? Snowmen. Right? Or 16. Boobies.
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 I can't hear myself anymore. What happened?
I cut you way down. I was like, you're annoying!
So...
Mom, is that you?
Real quick before I forget it. Oh no.
No, it does it at this point in every show.
It's like, we don't want him back on.
Yeah. Why don't you invest in a microphone?
I thought this was a good one.
It's been through hell now for 2 years.
You think I could slap it up with some eBay trade or something?
87 like episodes.
Offer something?
Maybe.
Say, yo, this is the mic from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Show. Hit me up if you want it.
Hey, if...
We'd have negative bids.
If you want to talk about crazy bids, I have a story in news later about a bag of air from a Kanye West concert.
Oh, my gosh.
He's selling his wife?
Someone took a Ziploc baggie and blew air in it and said this was from a Kanye West concert and has it up for eBay for $60,000.
Yeah. That's awesome. And if it sells, man, I'm coming with so many bags.
Speaking of him, did you hear he's leaving the U.S., or is that a rumor? Is that a fabricated story?
I pray.
He said that. He's such good
entertainment.
This is
a mean country or something like that.
Let's take a moment and pray for this.
Wouldn't you miss him, though?
With every bullet so far.
Good gosh. Oh,
hey, happy Tuesday,
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Happy Tuesday, Mike.
Happy Tuesday, guys. And who's the guy across from you?
Have the honor of having Mike D.
M-I-K-E to the D.
From Redefine.
Got mic'd. Well,
has graced us with his presence.
For the time being,
This man is a legend already in my book.
Is he?
He is, yeah, man.
He's a legend.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite guests.
Well, thank you. You're one of my favorite hosts.
Even though you didn't remember that I was even on the show earlier.
Well,
who are you? Hi.
How are you going to come to someone's show and be like, I know you?
He grew up here. He had his hat off and he grew a beard. I did not recognize the guy. I'm sorry.
All the hair from the top of his head went to his face.
It's like he's standing on his head.
Just all the joy just went right out my butt then, right when he did that. I was like, oh, man, damn.
I know you lost your boner.
I really am just the third wheel of this shindig.
So,
Mike D.
Mike D.
Hi, guys. I'm here covering for Seth. Well, you're welcome. I'm covering for Seth as he recovers from ovarian cancer.
Yes, he is. He's fighting it. He's fighting it.
He's a fighter.
But his uterus,
fight on, Seth.
His uterus is still good.
Yes, he can still have kids.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't want him to.
Now, the song we opened with is Faith No More, The Gentle Art of Making Enemies, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. There's a line in there. Jeffrey Lord asked us to play that. It was a birthday request from him.
Did you even get to it?
Two. I don't think we did.
I don't think you did either.
We'll probably close the show with a full track.
I didn't know you could play the copyrighted stuff on here.
How are you going to make the Lord pissed right off the bat?
I'm not making him pissed right off the bat.
He played his song, but didn't even get to the part that he wanted and requested.
Get the motherfucker on the phone.
Which is weird.
That's true.
Why would he request that when I know the man has every single Faith No More track known to mankind?
He requested it to
play. All 40 of them?
Yeah. Well, to play to Seth. It was a ballad to Seth because tomorrow is Seth's birthday, or Wednesday. Since we do this on Tuesday night, most people don't listen to it.
So he can officially vote tomorrow.
You can. Yeah.
No, Seth can.
Seth can.
Yeah.
Seth can.
His kids can.
Unfortunately, Seth isn't here for us to party down and go nuts with, and we just want to wish him the best, right?
Yes.
Keep praying for him. Your prayers are coming through strong.
Stay away from those tater tot nipples.
Stay away.
I'm wearing my assless pants, so in a way I'm like sitting on his face.
You are?
Yeah.
You're burning him into his seat.
And I keep thrusting and releasing. Thrusting
that's where Richard sat, too. So you have a lot of butt juice in there.
And dick, apparently.
And dick juice.
Who sat there last week?
Dick.
Oh, Dave.
Richard.
David O'Hearn.
Dave.
Hashtag
David O'Hearn. Oh, my God. I'm going to take this chair home.
That chair.
Damn.
We need to bronze that chair, make it a statue and right outside of the door here.
I think I'm down, man.
That'd be
cool.
We
need to. When are we going to move to that other studio? Is that still in the works, or are we staying here for now?
No.
Can't talk about it?
That's on the down low.
Speaking of hashtag David O'Hearn, you guys they were funny last week. I love them.
Oh,
those
dude.
Guys are great.
Yeah, David.
Yeah, I wanted to get into that.
Dude.
It's like you're reading our...
I was still high when I got
home. I can't see that, I promise you.
Because right after talking about Seth turning 21 again, last week's show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We got a lot of compliments on
last week's
show.
I was wondering how it went over.
Pat ourselves on the back.
Because I was still high when I got to the house.
Were you?
I was like wandering around looking for Loki's dog food and stuff. I was like, damn, man.
I think it's the first time we've ever gotten hot boxed in the studio.
Well,
it was good times.
You need to get Peter's
against us. I actually partaked, and that's all it took.
Oh, I got hot boxed.
As soon as it happened, too, like you hear like just people randomly lighting up.
Oh, is that right?
Throughout the show, nonstop. Like one would light his little one hitter or whatever he brought.
Yeah, there's a game you can play now where if you go back and listen to last week's show,
and count the
show 86.
Ocho.
Seis.
Ocho de seis.
Ochenta seis.
Ochenta seis.
Go listen to it, and there's a game. Just listen in the background to how many times you hear the lighter spark up.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I'll have to check
it
out.
It's pretty funny.
Or under breath coughs.
Under breath coughs. There you go.
Real quick ones.
Or just quick.
Yeah, most of the time bands bring us beer. That wasn't the case with the old spectacle.
No. Mm-mm.
They brought something else.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
They brought a fistful of metal, too.
Which brings up a question.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do a show where we, just at the start of the show, we pop an edible and then we go and see how long we go?
Yeah, like a 6-hour show, and towards the end, we just
be, and it all makes sense to us, but no one else.
Put on some Pink Floyd in the bathroom in the background.
We've been asked that.
Man, I'd be so paranoid when I'd go outside to pee if we did that, because I'm pretty damn sure that old dude wants to shoot my wiener off every time I take a pee outside the studio.
He probably does.
I'm serious, man. I could see him sitting on his couch. I'm gonna get that little son of a bitch's wiener. Watch this. I got a strong enough scope now. I'm gonna get it.
I'm gonna shoot his little dick off.
Hold my beer, honey. And then I'm gonna come in without a dick. Just bleeding everywhere. Oh! And you're going to be like, can you do the show?
I can shoot a flea off a deer from 200 yards, and that's about the size of his dick.
You know what's messed up? Dustin really would think that was a joke. Like, I would come in, and I'd have blood all over my crotch.
I'd laugh.
And he'd go, how'd you do that, man?
Yeah, hey, right. Hold on. Let me open my iPhone here and shoot some video.
Oh, let's gram it. Let's gram it, Holmes.
Scream again like you just did.
Gram it. Get the camera out of my
face,
man.
That wasn't the take I wanted. Yeah, we're kind of doing the show backwards real quick. We're doing STS right now because we're waiting on the band tonight to get here. They're not going to get here till later, and it's vinyl.
Oh.
Vinyl, yes.
So that's why the shows are going to be out of order and all messed up.
Been listening to tracks all week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to get out of the way that this Saturday, 35 Denton, it is the Dufort Showcase up at Andy's.
Right.
And there's a good chance you'll see us there. We'll either be there next door buying Link's sword and shield from Zelda.
That's probably why Jamesy Poo's not in the chat room, because he's taking care of business right now.
Getting ready.
Don't you think?
Ready. Probably.
It's got to be a busy week for him.
Well, it starts on Friday. Starts Friday night. You can go to 35 Denton and see the full schedule. There's 300 and some odd bands all over Denton.
A lot of bands.
You go to Dufort's little booth that they set up. They're going to have a Jericho guitar. They're going to have two Naylor amps that you can mess around with. Balls, man. Balls. Yeah.
So Saturday, you guys need to come out, because here's how the lineup goes. 8:30 p.m. This is at Andy's. You got Convoy and the Cattlemen.
Approve.
Have you listened to them?
I have not.
Oh, sorry.
They're good, man.
I'm
They're
terrible
on your
about
label.
Keeping up. I don't run the label. I just
I'm gonna do this all night.
I know I'm terrible. I'm sorry.
How many bands on the label have you listened to, Mike D?
Including us?
Yes.
One. No. No.
Wow.
I think
it's,
he's telling
basically
the truth,
ones that we've played shows with. I know who they
truth,
are.
Sir.
Other than that, I don't know much.
So at 9:30 p.m., you're gonna have the band.
There's a lot of good bands on your label, man.
That's what I hear.
You're gonna have Vinyl.
Vinyl, I like.
10:30 p.m., The Spectacle.
Who?
The Spectacle. They were here last week.
What if Torch played with The Spectacle?
Hold on, we're going to get to that.
Torch! Torch and she! And The Spectacle!
11:30 p.m., Yersin.
Yersin?
Yersin.
He cleared it up. You're James rising. Cleared it up. I still don't say it right. I'm like, you isn't? You isn't? When are we going to see this band? You're like, no, there's no band called You Isn't.
Yersin.
Did you know it was...
I've seen that name, and I always think like urine or something when I see it.
Whoa, another label mate.
No, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying that the word it reminds
you know,
me.
He's already...
You're like Suge Knight, dude.
No.
You just
he's walking in
all your bands that
he's
aren't your
walking
label.
In with a flamethrower and like, guess what, fuckers, I'm done. Three shows.
Yeah. I am not talking shit about anybody. Just when I see that name,
I'm just glad that you picked this platform to do it on.
Yes, thank
to
you.
To torch it.
I'm
bridge.
Not torching anybody. If they're listening, I am not torching it, I promise.
And at 12 midnight or 12:30, depending on which publication you read, the return of International Spark Dome, which I will be there, pants fully off.
ISD.
Giant erection. What are you doing, Mike?
With your own little Spark Dome exposed everybody.
What are you doing Saturday, Mike?
I'm working, actually.
The whole night? The whole night?
Well, it depends.
Man.
You know how it goes in the bar.
I thought you ditched that job.
On if someone,
no, not yet.
The common man job? I thought you were like, man,
I only have a couple more months of being a common man. After that, I'm a common peon.
We're going to get to this.
Yeah, we are. I know.
But you're going to be stuck there if someone shits the chair again?
Someone shits the chair again? Exactly. Now, the way it works is like I can close at 10 if I want to if people are not there. But if people are there drinking, I have to stay later. So I never know when I'm leaving.
Unless you have an explosive case
of diarrhea. Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, actually, it happened again.
Get out of here, man.
It happened again, but I wasn't there for it.
The girl pooping in the flower?
This time it was a guy. I heard the story. It was, to make a long story short, he came in drunk as crap on a weeknight, you know. And instead of going to the right where the bathrooms are, he took a left and went into the kitchen, took a shit in front of the walk-in cooler, and used slices of bread to wipe his ass.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's kind of becoming a
thing. I'll never eat Nutella again.
Like, it's like, hey, if
gross.
You stay in Dallas... You need to go to this hotel, man, and take a shit in the plate,
a
dude.
Giant
just
dump.
Take a shit in the plate.
Oh, God, apparently we just, we get it all out of you, apparently.
It's not like it, and the thing is, it's kind of a nice place, and it's not like it's on Bourbon Street.
No.
You wouldn't expect that people would be popping poos.
Like, they gotta go out
the
of the way.
There.
To get
I don't
there.
Know if
don't
people are trying
know.
To one-up each other or what.
Do you think that the person that dropped the deuce this time
gross.
Got wind of...
hey!
Got Zing. Wind...
No,
the,
they can't be.
Chick
like,
that did it?
No. I mean, like I said, I wasn't there for this one. I only heard a story, and it was confirmed by many parties. But I don't know. I have no idea why people like shitting in our hotel and not in the bathroom.
What's going to be weird is when a hot girl does it.
Yeah, right. You like a hot loaf of them.
Slides her panties down and plump, plump.
And plump.
Plump.
Girls don't do that.
They don't plump.
Girls don't poop.
They go plump.
No, it's full-blown shotgun.
I'm done. I plooped.
All right, Mike. So
yeah,
let's drive down this road.
Because
this is going to be a lot of question and answer time from you.
Okay.
So you sent me a voicemail.
I did.
What? It was
February 11th.
What? You know the date for real?
Well, yeah, it was my
holy
appointment
shit.
Day.
It was. I guess it was your.
It was a big day.
February 11th. Okay, so.
You want to start off by saying that there's going to be a personnel change, or how do you want to go about this first?
Yes. Redefine is going to be looking for a new bass player.
They are looking for a new bass
player.
They
are. Right now, they've started the search.
Yes. And I do want to say, by the way, because I know Russ is listening, there are no hard feelings with anyone. No one. There's no fallout, nothing like that. These are all still good friends of mine.
Why did you just mention Russ?
Well, you said he was listening, and he knows us.
Oh, so you think he's going to go spread the word?
No. I didn't want chaos within. I didn't want him thinking that we're all fighting or something like that, and there's no one kick me out, nothing like that. But I have a little opportunity. So.
That was the whole rumor. I was going to start right here.
Oh, well, you didn't tell. You got to tell me the shit before you start the show. Fuck Chris, that ginger bastard.
Well, Chris has never played guitar right again since he cut his hand here.
Ever.
So,
ever.
Oh, ever?
Ever.
I think he's playing better now.
It might be.
We fixed him?
Yeah.
All right, I want to play this voicemail because this voicemail right here will sum everything up. And it's going to be kind of weird. I'm going to have to play it up to the phone, or the phone up to the mic. But here we go. Let's do right.
On the Jerry Jonestown Massacre show.
You heard it here first.
Justin, hey, what's going on? It's Mike D from Redefine. I just wanted to pass something on to you, and that is that as of today, I'm officially an employee of Aerosmith Incorporated. I had lunch with Billy Kramer at his house, and he told me I'm hired. I'll give you all the details later. That's the short version of the story, but it happened. I told you.
I told you.
Talk to you soon, man. Bye.
First of all, the joyful little ha-ha.
Dude, you have no idea. I actually cried on the way home.
It's like he just banged Alyssa Milano.
So if you couldn't
yeah, right.
If you couldn't understand the voicemail, you are now an employee of Aerosmith Incorporated.
Exactly. And it is that Aerosmith, one of the biggest bands ever in the world, the world-famous Aerosmith.
What? Easily top three biggest bands of the 70s.
Boston's
they've been, yes, and Aerosmith. I'll be honest with you, they've been my favorite band for the last 25 years. So
have to keep that act anymore, man. You got the
no,
job.
No, trust me.
Honestly.
No, but like, yeah, I'm as many times as I've told this story, I still can't believe
so,
it when I say it.
Let's get to this trip down to Austin.
This was a really hard secret to keep because you told us what?
I told you guys when, I got the text message from, let me back up a little bit. The way I got this job is because my good friend Michelle is an old assistant and she stepped down and she recommended me to them. And given that we had met before, they said it was a good idea, so let's meet and have a little quote unquote job interview. And we did. So that was New Year's Eve when I got that text. And I didn't meet with them in person until February 11th. So I'm already the year started off pretty good.
Which you came in shortly in January.
Yeah. Okay. When I,
Into the show.
Right. That was mid-January sometime. Yeah.
You told us about it then. It was well, it's all working and getting there going. And we had just been talking about Aerosmith being one of your favorite bands of all time.
We mentioned that in the first show that Chris and I were on. Yeah. That's when it came up. And and at the time I couldn't say anything because, I didn't want to jinx it first of all. But, nothing was definite. Now it's definite. I filled out paperwork and everything. It's legit. So I am officially a personal assistant, and we'll be touring with the band on the summer tour and hopefully beyond.
Freaking ridiculous.
So, man, you are not alone.
Let me take you back real quick.
Yeah.
What was it like when you were like 10 minutes out and you're like, I'm about to go to Joey's house?
I was freaking the fuck out.
His personal house. Like, was there a gate?
Yes.
Did it like open up and go, wow? And then all of a sudden, like, fireworks went everywhere.
He said, walk this way.
Yeah.
No. Well, the funny thing is I pull up to the thing.
Is there stripper poles anywhere and stuff, man?
Oh, man. No, I called the call box, and he answered the call box. I'm like, this is fucking crazy. So the gate's open, and you go in. And, of course, it's a beautiful house. I mean, it really is. And I pull in, knock on the door. His wife answers, who I know already. Mm-hmm. And I'm in their house, and it's a beautiful house, like I said, and just it was also surreal. And I brought gifts because I knew how to work this.
What did you take him? You take a man like that? He's gonna appreciate.
Well,
I gotta hear this.
I brought his wife a bottle of Belvedere because I know she likes that. I had asked my friend, the old assistant, I said, "What would be something thoughtful to get him?" Because I know he doesn't drink or anything anymore. And she sent me a picture of these 5-star chocolates or something you get from Whole Foods, right?
Oh, you
and
did.
So he loves these.
You
so.
Did some inspecting, huh?
Oh yeah,
some
I did my homework. Trust me, this is one job I was not gonna,
the
fail to
biggest
get.
Job interview of your life.
Ever.
Did you wear an Aerosmith shirt?
No, I did not.
You didn't rock an Aerosmith shirt?
No, I actually wore a collared shirt and everything. Now, I should say this. Now, a lot of people listening don't know me, and even people that are listening probably don't know me. I have a degree in accounting. I graduated UNT in 2013. I have my bachelor's in accounting, and that's just a field I have not been able to crack yet for lack of experience. This one I was. I it's crazy. You know, a year and a half after graduation, I'm hired on here.
So that was the two gifts? Was a
yeah. I also brought the dog something.
You gotta be kidding me, man! What kind of dogs did they have?
Just one golden doodle.
Excuse me.
A golden doodle.
What's that?
It's like it's a golden retriever kind of, but
man,
smaller.
That's not rock and roll,
part
man.
Poodle.
Joey.
That's what I thought, but no, it's I'm not. You know, he told me, but honestly, I was so in the clouds, I don't remember.
I would expect the drummer for Aerosmith to at least have a Boston Terrier.
Yeah. No?
Wolves.
Yeah, there you go.
The bad dogs of Boston.
That's what James Hetfield has. He has wolves.
Yeah.
So the question I always wondered, like we said, this is the biggest job interview ever.
Yeah.
You leave here, you start making your way down there.
Yeah. Just making yourself nervous the whole way, weren't you?
Well, I got a hotel the night before.
Oh, so you stayed down there?
Yeah, I stayed down there. I didn't want to drive down there, meet with them, and then drive back.
This preparation is awesome.
Plus, I work for a hotel. I got a discount, so I was like, well, why the hell not? Right.
Mm-hmm. True.
So I go down there. Of course,
Did you go
excited.
By yourself?
Yeah. This is a job interview. I was originally going to go with a friend, but I was like, no, I got to do this by myself.
Okay, so this changes my question. Yeah. Did you stay downtown?
No. I stayed, what the hell was it? It was a Hampton Inn, but it was before Austin. Round Rock, actually.
Round Rock, I know this one. That's the one I always stay
on. The highway next to the Chili's and the PetSmart where I went for the dog toy.
I know exactly where that is.
Because
there's a strip club there.
Yeah, and Joe's Crab Shack is right next door.
Mm-hmm. And we got to mention it. There's Twin Peaks there.
There's a Twin Peaks across the highway.
Oh, I didn't see that. Maybe
you
have
to go there.
Every time I go down there to do the Twin Peaks photo shoots and everything, same hotel I stay in.
Look at you. Right there. Room 301. That's where I was.
Oh, my God. I beat off in that room.
Oh, really?
So
that was the painting I saw on the wall. It's like, this headboard looks like someone got shot.
So he lives close proximity there. We won't get specific.
Yeah,
but
of course I can't do that.
How many nervous shits did you have between the hotel and his house?
I didn't have nervous shits. I had to pee a lot, though. And I do that
nervous
anyway.
Pees.
So, yeah, I might as well have had a bucket strapped to my pants because I really, oh, my God.
Because I would have been freaking out.
I was. I was really freaking out. And
I would have been shaking, like, oh, my God.
I wasn't shaking, but it was one of those things, like, it was a job interview like any other job interview. And if you've been to a job interview, which I'm sure you all have, you're nervous a little bit. And normally in a job interview, especially for accounting, I'm sitting across the desk from somebody who knows way more than I do. And I've been told by many people that I don't seem the accounting type. And I'm sure they zero in on that right away.
Well, especially when you wear a Slayer shirt in there for an accounting job, I mean,
come on. South of heaven, dude. Let's go. But but I was going into this one with the attitude like, I belong with this. This is something I'm very passionate about. This is something I know a lot about,
man.
And this is something I'm going to succeed in.
He game planned, Dustin. He all got mentally there.
Yeah.
Pictured the interview.
You really had to. I really had to calm myself down and say, fanboy, go take a walk. You know.
So you smoke no weed on your way out there.
No, I don't smoke weed.
We drank no alcohol
on the way out there.
No.
We've talked about this a million times.
Pop no Xanax.
Nothing.
Just
He's
went
straight
raw
edge.
Raw balls.
Straight edge. Yeah. Now, I haven't always been like that. It was only since last
May.
All
right. I got to know this, man. Did you see a drum set?
No, I was really hoping to get a tour of the house because if there was a jam room, I was going to hope. No, I didn't get one.
He didn't do like MTV Cribs?
No. And I was really hoping to see a jam room because if there was a bass guitar in there, I was going to say, let me play Sweet Emotion, please. Please, please.
Is it a nice?
That'd have been fired right there.
Yeah, right.
Is it a nice gigantic house or is it a nice?
It's not a mansion. It's like a nice
respectable
your friend's
house.
Rich dad's house. You know.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like that kind of thing. But it's really just
not
nice.
Super extravagant. Like out
no
of control
nothing.
And
it's
flashy,
tasteful.
Did
cool.
someone
but
let you
cool.
in and stuff? And you were
no.
sitting there, and then he let you in?
No, his wife answered the door. But,
and then you walked in and sat down, and he's like, "I'll go get him," or she said, "I'll go get him."
He came out of another room. And so, like, we just meet. And like I said, I've met him before. So it wasn't like I've never met him before.
What did he say to you?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've met before because he was my friend's old boss, Mm-hmm. We've been backstage many times. I've met all the members of Aerosmith before, but he's like the one I know the best. The other guys I've met as fans, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And but you hung out with Steven Tyler when you did your American Idol tryout?
Yeah, right. Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned American Idol, but we'll get to that part of the story in a second. But the funny part about being in this house that's so nice and this millionaire, huge rock star of the world, I'd use a bathroom, and they have one of those toilets with a cheap plastic seat that won't stay up when you're trying to piss. And I was like, God damn, for $1 billion, you can't get a fucking seat that stays up. And yeah. So I'm having to hold it in one hand and piss in the other, and I'm laughing. They must have wondered what I was chuckling at.
That's funny.
But anyway, so we had lunch together, and it was really cool. And, you know, just told me what to expect with the job. And
like, how long does an interview process like that go? Because it's not a regular job interview.
No, it was getting to know you, and it was 2 hours. I was there with him for 2 hours.
Just shooting really the cool shit, or was he asking you, tell me, where do you want to be in 5 years?
No, I'll tell you what. Like I said, we've already established that I was nervous as hell. They put me at ease within the first couple minutes. It was really laid back, very comfortable.
How'd they do that? They just started shooting the crap?
Yeah, just they didn't go right into it. They were just, you know.
No sweat.
Friendly
palm,
conversation. No.
Handshake.
No.
Did he show you his entertainment room at least?
No. We went.
Like, I
want to
watch
clubhouse.
Armageddon.
Kind of just saw the living room and the kitchen and stuff like that, and said, "Okay, let's walk over here." So that was it, and we had
freaking
great
rad
conversation. And yeah, even if I wasn't hired, honestly, I already had a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, dude, I was at my favorite band's drummer's house. I mean, this is awesome.
So they left you with the whole, "We'll get back to you."
No. He hired me at the end of the thing. So, well, and then they did have
good.
It's gosh, all right.
Man.
Who
it's
is
right
it?
I'm not trying to kill him. No,
okay, whoa.
We had casual conversation.
I got excited. I'm like, this is a great story.
Yeah, right. Well, we had casual conversation, and a lot of it was because the Grammys had just aired the weekend before that, so we were talking about AC/DC plan and just whatever else, and that led to a music conversation, which I know I get overexcited and I talk too fast sometimes, so I really had to keep that in check. But, you know, it was fun just, you know, saying stuff back and forth and just asking him questions. And, you know, we weren't even talking about the job at one point. We were just talking music.
Was he disappointed in the Grammys?
He didn't watch them.
Oh, he didn't?
Okay. No. I only watched them because they were on TV, like, at the bar. So I kind of caught a glimpse. But I definitely made sure I watched AC/DC.
Which you got right off the bat.
Sorry.
And you got them right off the bat.
Two songs right off the bat. There you go.
So okay. You left and you knew you had the job. He was like, you're a guy, man.
That's right. I was going to tell you about that.
Go party.
Okay. So you floated home.
Well, let me tell you. Let me back up a little bit and tell you how I knew I got the job. Basically, he said, do you have any more questions? And I said, well, yeah, and I hate to ask this way, but I really don't see any other way I can ask it, but am I hired? It's like you keep saying things in the future tense and, you know, be doing this and expect this and you'll see this and blah, blah, blah.
And like, so, he's including you, like, we're going to go do this and we're going
to
go.
So he told me to bring my workout clothes because we will go work out. I'm like, awesome. So he turns to his wife, Linda, and says, well, do you have anything to add? And she told me a couple more things, and he looks at me and goes, you know what, man? You can do really well. I think you're a good fit. You're hired. And I kind of blacked out for a second. I really did. I almost cried in his house. And he gave me a salary figure, which I will not repeat on the air, but trust me, I felt my life turn around at that instant. It was unbelievable. So the walk from his house to the – oh, and by the way, I spoke with the tour manager and stuff for a little after that, getting a little technicalities taken care of. And
so the tour manager was there?
No, he was on the phone.
Oh, okay.
He called him and said, this dude's hired. He's going to be great. So here's Mike, you know. So the walk from the front door to my car was – have you ever watched American Idol?
Yes.
Okay, you know the part in the very beginning when they choose the top 20, whatever, and they bring the kids down one by one and say, you know, you're in the top 20, and they go, oh yeah, man, I won't let you down, man, and they keep pointing, and they go, yes, you know, that was me from the front door to the car, just like, yes, I'm gonna make you so proud, man, oh my god, you know. So
they're like, all right, get out of here, man.
Yeah, and I get to the car and I had like 8 voicemails from my best friend and all these other people going, we can't stand it, you know. So all the way home, I was on the phone. You know, to calling everybody and yeah, so.
All right, so let's talk about logistics here.
Yeah.
You have 3 more shows with Redefine.
I do. The first one is going to be this month, the 20th of this month, which actually will be with Vinyl and New Magnetic North.
At the Boiler Room.
Right. That's Stevie Benton's club over in Deep Ellum there.
Great club.
Great club. It is pretty cool. We've never played there, so I'm glad we get to do that because I've never played there before.
It's a loud room.
It really is.
A real loud room.
Wow. Actually, one show I saw there, I've only been there a couple times, but one show I saw, and I can't remember the name of the band. Oh, Hostile. I don't know if you know who they are.
Yeah.
They had those like,
they're from Turkey.
Hanging. No, they're from San Antonio or something.
There's a cover. They have hooks. There's a Pantera cover band from Turkey called Hostile, I believe. They used to play at Broncos all the time. Not them?
No, not them. They had like these people hanging from their nipples and stuff from the ceiling and swinging around. It was pretty cool. Mm.
So the second show...
Second show, God, I asked Chris about this yesterday. It's obviously in April, but I think it's the Curtain Club. No, I'm sorry, it's Trees. That's right. It's with Trees with Moving Atlas.
Nice.
And somebody else, I can't think of who it is right now, and I can't remember the date. I'm sorry. But obviously, we're just promoting this first one now.
And then your grand goodbye?
The grand goodbye, we're hoping to have, and this is by my request, we're hoping to have the Spectacle, Raven Charter, and St. Carla, hopefully. Whew. Yeah, at Gas Monkey.
Sweet.
So, and I haven't played Gas Monkey since it was Firewater. So,
so when do you leave? When's your first trek?
I don't know yet. I haven't received all the information. I actually got a text this weekend from Linda, and she said that the wheels are in motion. We should be knowing something soon. So we'll keep you posted soon.
And you don't know the trek. They haven't made the trek up yet.
Not yet. It starts June 10th, though. I know that much.
And it's North America only, the first?
Yes, this time is a 10-week tour of North America.
With freaking Aerosmith.
Yeah. So Local Boy done pretty good for himself.
Yeah.
Anyway, and here's the cool thing about it, and Joey even said this himself. Yes, this has been my favorite band forever. Yes, but that it's them, I'm very happy about. But that's all secondary to the whole the opportunity this poses for me. Oh my God, I'm gonna be in the inner circle with these people, meeting tour managers, tour accountants. You know, God knows where this could lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, not to mention the travel.
You could be the next Ryan Seacrest for sure.
Oh my God, I get nice teeth. Awesome. Yep.
Yes,
my define.
But this is all cool because I'm gonna see the world on their dime, which is like. Wow. I mean, even though I'm going to be on call 24/7, and there's I have no illusion that this is not a job, you know.
Yeah.
This is definitely going to be work, but
it'll
be fun work.
As far as going with them, are you going to be on the same bus as him,
yes.
or do you have your own?
No, I travel with
them. You're
riding
with him?
I'm riding with them.
Riding dirty.
So, like, we're on a private jet, and there's a room like this big. Here's Steven Tyler, there's Joe Perry, there's
You'll
everybody.
Be on that
I'll
jet.
Be on that, I'll be on that jet.
Kid but they gosh. All have PAs, so
yeah.
there's a little PA club of y'all all hanging out
I
together.
I guess. I haven't met anybody yet.
Just going to be in the corner bitching about them.
The new guy. God damn.
They're not like when the president travels, all the media has to ride in another bus, all the PAs have to ride in another bus.
No. From what I understand, more often than not, I will be traveling with them. If something happens where there's, like, a weight limit, you know, when they bring too many luggage or something like that, I'll have to find, they'll find me other transportation with the other PAs. But,
What's cool about them and their age, I mean, obviously they started, what, 69?
No, 73.
73 was it? Okay.
That was the first album anyway.
So they've been around the block once or twice, but they don't tour as hardcore as your modern day bands.
They take a day, two, three, four off. It's a 3-day cycle. It's one show, 2 days off, show, 2 days off, that kind of thing.
So when they're doing that, are those travel days? Because
one of them is.
It is?
Yeah. I don't know the exact workings of it, but as far as I understand, it's like, you know, the show day, then I don't know where the travel falls in, but it's one of those 2 days. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be cool. I really can't wait. And leaving Redefine obviously is a bittersweet experience, but they could use a good bass player.
Fuck
so.
Those guys. Yeah, you're fuck doing cool shit.
Well, I'm making the jerk off motion as I say this, but
there's only three people in the room. So.
Yeah, and one of them is Russ, right?
We can say whatever we want.
But yeah, it's pretty surreal. It's surreal to even talk about it now, and it hasn't happened yet. I mean, the day before I go, it's gonna be crazy.
The week leading up, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Yeah,
dude,
no.
I swear, I know.
Because you're going to get to see some of the coolest stuff.
Yeah. I know.
Be inside, behind everything.
Right.
You know, from stage to limo to hotel to bus to plane to customs to how seeing how a band like that handles. Like, it's little shit like that that would intrigue me. Like, they have... Well, they used to have their own plane. Now everybody leases
Air Force
their own.
One, yeah.
Yeah, but everybody leases their own planes now.
Yeah, it's cheaper now.
So, apparently. Like, when they fly into another country, how does customs work for them? Do they come up on the plane and
so
check
you're asking me
out?
Stuff I haven't experienced yet, so I have no clue.
See, and that's stuff that logistics, little shit like that is stuff that intrigues me. Like,
yeah, and I'll know all this maybe, September when I come back, but...
You'll be too big for us by then.
Yeah, right. Trust me, I'm entry level.
I bet your average. I bet his average sleep goes to like 3 hours a night.
Probably.
Because of all the stuff going on all the time.
Well, they assure me they're not divas. Like, there's no brown M&M's claws and nothing like that. But
we can probably pull it up on Smoking Gun there.
Yeah, we could.
Ryder.
Maybe. But no, it's gonna be cool. And like I said, leaving Redefine is gonna be a very bittersweet thing. But I'm ready. I mean, it's gonna be cool.
And it's cool that they're a clean band now, too.
Who, Redefine? No, I'm kidding.
No, Aerosmith.
No, Aerosmith, yeah, definitely. Because,
like,
you know.
Good man, like in the 70s, they were XS and 80, even the 80s, so.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, I should tell you this. If we back it up to New Year's Eve, when I got that text the first time, I called my mother You know, and she's a big fan,
she
too.
She thought you were drunk.
No. Actually, I was at Dave and Buster's with my nephew at the time. Because it was New Year's Eve during the day. And I promised him I'd take him, and he's 12 years old, you know. And we walk in, the thing goes off, and I'm looking at the thing, my phone going, oh, my God, you know. And I'm, like, trying to watch him, but at the same time look at the phone. And I'm on the phone the entire time, like, oh, Jake, I'm so sorry. I got to text it. Oh, it's okay, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I figured I'd wait till I got, you know, out of there before I call my mother, but I just couldn't wait anymore. So I called her, and I said, you're not going to believe this, but Michelle just texted me saying she recommended me for her job when she steps down, and told her all the details and stuff. And she goes, well, what about the hotel? And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, do you have to quit the hotel? I said, Mom, fuck the hotel. What are you talking about? Yeah. Did you hear what I just said? She's like, well, I want you to have a steady job. And like, you're 40 years old, and blah, blah, blah. I said, Mom, Jesus Christ. You know, yeah, I'm 40. I haven't been anywhere or seen anything. This is going to be fine. Trust me.
You know how those rock stars are.
Yeah. Oh, and then my aunt goes, now, they are clean, right? And I'm like, I worked at a dance club for 10 years. You don't think I've seen drugs before? I mean, come on. You're fooling yourself.
Yeah.
And then my aunt also, like I said, you know, I have an accounting degree. And the plan, okay, literally the day before this text message came through, so December 30th, the day before, sorry, I was looking at grad schools for the summer. Just figuring that's going to be the plan. And the next day, that plan went straight downhill. That's fine with me. So my aunt was like, well, what about the CPA thing? I'm like, well, CPA? She goes, yeah, you had your heart set on doing CPA. I was like, yeah, remember when I used to sit in my room and daydream about being an accountant? Christ.
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
How many accountant posters did you have on your wall?
Oh, exactly, you know, zero.
All, you know, the big name accountants all over the world.
Funny thing is, like, since you guys are kind of the same age as me, I mean, did you have your walls plastered in hit paraders and shit like
that?
Yeah,
hit parade. Yeah.
I had one wall that was completely dedicated to the pullouts. So not regular size posters, but the magazine pullouts. Yeah. Just top to bottom covered in every little, you know. And I was into the hair bands at the time, so you can imagine how gay that wall looked.
Well, that's all that was in the hit parade, really.
Well, yeah, Britney Fox, like, and Cinderella, yeah, and Warrant and shit like that.
Do you remember, this came up the other day, I think it was with Jeff, the old hair metal baseball cards or trading cards?
I have a pack, actually, and I'll have to find it, and I think I know where it is.
I had some somewhere, too.
Yeah.
What were they called? And Scorpion. Yeah. Oh.
The pack I had, I remember Dave Ellison from Megadeth being one of them, and that's really the only thing I remember. But I'll have to find it.
It was something like, instead of rock stars, it's something like Star Rocks or something.
You should look it up on eBay, man. See what
freaking
they're worth.
Red Pants probably knows what they are, but
it came in like a silver envelope, right? A little silver packet. Yeah.
All glammy.
Yeah, all glammy. Yeah.
Glammy looking.
What was your favorite hair metal band?
Man. I this sucks because this is gonna come back to me. But I really got into Poison. And it was weird because I was really into Metallica. I was into Metallica before Poison, but then all of a sudden Look What the Cat Dragged In came out, and I was like, oh, man, this is a really good band, and I love guitar. And CeCe DeVille.
And those chicks on the cover are hot.
CeCe DeVille is a great guitarist. No matter, I don't care if you like glam or not, he's a badass guitarist. So I like them, and I'd say probably them.
Yeah.
Yeah, them.
What about you then? Oh, sorry, you're not
there. I even rock some White Line.
White Line? Yeah. Wait.
Wait.
So,
what about you, Dustin?
Well,
do you have any?
Becky beat me to it in the chat room.
What is it?
I loved Crew.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a standard.
Okay, I loved Crew. I also...
You still had street cred. If you liked Crew, you were still cool. Like, it wasn't too bad at first.
Yeah.
You're still cool. Poison? Guys kind of look
at
you like...
You might take it in the
weird.
Butt.
Yeah.
Poison?
Crew?
So you're good there.
Now, I'm going to throw this out there before I get to my main. Well, we did my main, I think, last week or the week before. Slaughter.
The first album.
Stick It To You
was badass.
It was awesome.
Have you listened to it recently, though?
Yeah, I played it most of it last week.
See,
in the background.
I played it like last year, and I was like, this album is terrible. How did I like this so much
back then? There was so much weird production on it that's like, why is all this here?
Eye to Eye, the opening track, is still great. But after that, like, especially that, not Burning Bridges.
Up All Night?
No, She Wants More, the money
song. Oh, She Wants More is terrible.
It's retarded.
I never liked that.
So you want to do another solo? Oh, that's Burning Bridges, though, yeah. But yeah,
there's weird production all over it, but I had that album, and then they did Stick It Live.
Yeah, I had that one too.
And then they released a videotape that was amazing.
Yeah.
And watching them, because they were from Vegas, and watching
them
just screw around in Vegas and stuff. So
I never got into Slaughter,
but
I was cooler than
My favorite, and it's a lot because it was the first band I ever saw live, and my first concert ever was Aerosmith in 1990 on the Pump Tour. the opening band was Skid Row, and I've been a Skid Row
Loved
fan.
Skid Row.
Wait. Skid Row now, is one of those bands that,
that
kinda,
walks the line.
Yeah, they walk the line.
Because of the second album. Now, Slave to the Grind to this day is still one of my favorite albums because that thing hits so hard.
Skid Row was still, you still had street cred with Skid Row.
Yeah.
You could be like, yeah, I like Skid Row.
I actually still buy People Sebastian Bach's solo albums, and they're all fucking great. I don't know if you've heard Angel Down. It came out a few years ago, mm-hmm. and he's had two since then. But yes, Dustin, you have a question.
I bought the first Skid Row on vinyl the other day.
Really?
Because there's nothing wrong so with bad. That. That was great. You've gone
Skid Row
wild.
Is awesome.
Now it's one of those bands you can hear now, and there's a little cheese element to it, but not so much you can't stomach it anymore.
Do you remember
in
one of the Pantera videos they played the road crew from Pantera played the road crew from Skid Row in softball?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, like, as far as, like, the hair bands go and stuff, like, the ones I'm maybe a little bit more ashamed to listen. Not ashamed, I shouldn't say that, but cheesy. Love the first two L.A. Guns albums.
Did you like Kix?
I never
loved
got into
I saw
Guns.
Kix in the basement. I saw Kix at the basement and met the whole band. It was so fun.
I was into them. I don't know why. I did like
Kix,
them.
Britney Fox. Cinderella's still
Britney
great.
Britney Fox.
Yeah. We saw Tom Kiefer 2 years ago at Trees, lead singer of Cinderella. That guy's amazing.
Were you into Lita Ford?
Lita Ford.
Not as much. She was okay, but at the time, I really didn't think the women had it, what it took to rock too hard. You know, she played well and stuff.
Wow.
But no, I mean, I love Ann Wilson from Heart. You know what I mean? I love Heart. Yeah. I love Pat Benatar. Joan Jett's badass. Lita Ford was just not right. I don't know.
Not even with Ozzy?
She's more of a model.
You know, as much as I love Ozzy Osbourne, that's the one song I can't stand. Although when Shallon did it at the Halloween show, I loved it.
That was great.
It was great. And I'm glad they thought to do that. Favorite Ozzy album, what is it?
Mine?
Yes. Because mine's not a favorite of anyone's.
Mine's Sabbath. I love everything that he did with Sabbath. Blizzard of Oz was awesome. I'm not
My favorite
lie.
Is No Rest for the Wicked.
With Randy Rhoads?
No, Zakk Wylde. Zakk Wylde's first album.
No, Randy Rhoads' album, I can't think of the name. The one he did, he had Randy Rhoads on.
Well, there's Blizzard of Oz and Diary of a Madman.
What's the Perry Mason album?
Crowley.
That's Osmosis.
What about Mr. Crowley?
That's the first one, Blizzard of Oz.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Okay. Well, my favorite is No Rest for the Wicked because that's Zakk Wylde's first album and Crazy Babies, Miracle Man.
Did you like Pride and Glory?
Love Pride and
Glory. That was the most awesome CD
Horse
in the world,
Horse Called
War
was one of the best.
Remember the freaking CD was a
beer
top
can
of
top?
A beer?
Yeah,
man. I love
Hell, it
could have
been a Sunkiss for all we know. It was
man,
just
I don't think, I can't find them anywhere.
I have it at home.
That CD, I had it, and then I had all my CDs stolen out of the ghetto of Watauga in W Town.
See, I have all my CDs. I still buy CDs because I'm just kind of old school. I love having, you know, I feel bad for the kids today that won't have the experience of bringing home the whole package.
Vinyls,
looking at the
coming
pet,
back.
Well, kids are getting into tapes and the CDs and stuff, and follow the lyrics and see the pictures. Look at you.
This is the shit I'm ripping right now. That's local that I just didn't have.
You rip local? That's terrible.
Yes. Huh? What?
No, but I mean just. The experience of sitting in your bedroom and playing the new album or tape or whatever you bought.
Looking at every detail.
Dude.
Every thanks.
Yes.
I gotta see if he thanks his parents, man. Does he thank his parents? Is that cool? Is it not cool?
I remember when I bought Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. I was in the room for 3.5 hours listening to that shit.
Good God. I bought that on a trip to Florida. Those came out and changed everything. I loved Use Your Illusion. Now
they haven't aged as well as Appetite, though.
No, they haven't.
See, that?
But I still...
That's when I started turning my back. When Appetite for Destruction came out, it was hot on the heels, I believe, Injustice for All, and that's when I started turning my back to
the
glam. And
Appetite came out in 87, and Justice was 88. But
that's what I'm saying.
It took a year to catch on, so I think maybe Guns N' Roses got popular a year later.
Well, it all happened around the same time. Appetite for Destruction came out with skulls and a cross, and like he'd pop rubbers on stage and throw them and dive at people, and I was like, this is the raddest thing ever. Yeah. And Slash, I thought, was some mysterious, like, magic man that just
right?
smoked cigarettes and played guitar all day, even while he slept. And then the video for One came out, and I was like, you know what? Metallica's awesome. I've loved them from day one, and all this stuff is starting to get really gay. And then a year or two later, here comes the Seattle scene.
Yeah.
And I
do want to add to that, but I want to see what you have to say first.
What's your favorite Use Your Illusion? Which side?
Blue.
No, actually, you know what?
Mine's blue.
I differ because I think One was better as a whole album.
I think One was better as a whole album.
Yeah, but Locomotive is one of my favorite songs. That was on Two. I think a lot of the shit on Use Your Illusion got overplayed. Like Civil War, I couldn't stand to hear anymore. Knocking on Heaven's Door.
But you got Dust and Bones.
You got Don't You Cry.
Right Next Door to Hell.
Back Off, Bitch. Perfect Bitch. Crime.
Perfect Crime. Yeah.
Spaghetti Incident was a good little...
I hated that album.
What?
I really did. I don't even know. I don't even know.
No, I love Spaghetti Incident.
Even though I love Hair of the Dog, the Son of a Bitch song. What's it called?
Now y'all mess with... I think it's Hair of the Dog.
No, Hair of the Dog is... Oh, that's... I think it was a band name. Sorry. Yeah, Hair of the Dog.
The
Nazareth. That's the
what
band.
Was the song that I absolutely loved? Oh.
That's my hair too,
baby. Off of Spaghetti Incident. Was it the one where he's talking about
since
shooting
I,
up?
Since
it, oh, it was like the only one that was on the radio.
Since I Don't Have You.
Is it?
I think so.
The
like I have a doo-wop almost?
No, it's like dark. It's a dark song. He's talking about shooting up and all this. And
I don't know.
They did New Rose on there, Apache New Rose or whatever. I love
that song. I
can't
remember. It's
song.
Like, it's, I can't remember the chorus, man.
I got a new rose. I got a good.
I gotta tell you that.
Ain't It Fun.
Ain't It Fun. Yeah,
ain't
right.
It Fun.
Yeah, they used to
I
do it
love
live,
that
too.
Song,
did you ever
man.
See Guns N' Roses in concert? Like back then? I did.
Nope.
I did. Me too.
I did with Faith No More, Matt.
Was that the Masters of Rock?
Yeah, I was there too.
Was that the Monsters of Rock tour?
No, it was Texas Stadium show.
Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Faith No More.
That wasn't the Monsters tour?
No.
Hmm.
But it was Faith No More was on Angel Dust. It was so great. They opened with Caffeine, I think.
With 5 hour set change.
Speaking of Faith No More, have you seen their set list of what they're playing?
No.
It's not what you would think.
So is that good?
Are they already out and
good.
About?
I don't think they touch the real thing at all.
No.
Not at all. I don't think they touch it at all.
I
think they do Surprise You're Dead.
Oh, that's a
I
good
think.
Song.
I don't think they mess with anything else.
No
Zombie Eaters? That's my favorite single
Zombie
from
Eaters,
Out of Nowhere.
Zombie Eaters, I don't know. I might have just seen, like, because I imagine they're still putting it all together because they just started playing. But the only thing that I've seen that I recognized off of... the set list that I saw was Surprise You're Dead.
March 3rd.
Where?
At Warfest, or Westfest in New Zealand.
Oh.
So this is a festival show. So set list is going to be weird. Well, it's a festival show and there's 17 songs. Usually it's 10 or 12.
We're talking about Faith No More?
Yeah. Starts, opens with Motherfucker, Caffeine, Ricochet, Evidence, Epic, Get Out.
They play Epic?
Mm-hmm. Midlife Crisis.
That's not on the real thing.
Last Cup of Sorrow. The Gentle Art of Making Enemies, Easy, Cuckoo for Caca, King for a Day, Ashes to Ashes, Superhero, which is their new single, and I kind of dig the shit out of it.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Really good.
I've only heard Motherfucker, and that doesn't sound like a good opening song to me.
Cone of Shame, I Started a Joke, which is a Bee Gees song.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Pristina.
One song off of The Real Thing.
Was it one?
It was Epic.
Yeah, it was Epic. Okay.
Which is the word... Probably my least favorite on The Real Thing. It was
honestly
cool at first,
yeah.
But now I'm like, ugh.
When I bring the greatest hits or whatever in the car, I always skip off that one.
I do too.
Oh. 3 days earlier, they did Soundwave in Brisbane.
I know they did Surprise You're Dead on one of their sets.
If Surprise You're Dead's in that one. In Epic.
And it was good.
Yeah.
It was really
good,
too.
Well, I love their War Pigs cover.
And they did Easy.
Easy's on Angel
Can
Dust.
I tell you what? Speaking of that, though, I saw Lionel Richie this past summer in concert. Oh. So awesome.
Wow.
And he did that song like second. It was awesome.
I was tempted to go to that.
You
and
missed
I heard
a
it's
hell
amazing.
Of a show, dude. Here's the thing. I'm kind of a softie. And I'm very, like, especially with nostalgia and stuff like that. So he did Hello and All Night Long, last two songs of the set, and then left the stage. But, you know, you knew there was an encore coming. I was like, well, what could it possibly be? He did all the hits, you know. And he comes out and he says, you know, I get this question all the time, and I want to address it right now with all you guys. People ask me, Mr. Richie, what's your favorite song you ever wrote? And he said, well, back in 84, me and Michael Jackson, and I went, oh my God, he's gonna do "We Are the World," and I started tearing up right there because I mean that was a huge thing for when we were kids, you know. And he did the song, and me and the three friends were all in tears.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, he did basically like the yeah, he didn't
the
do
main
like,
part,
guest part. Yeah,
he didn't do
it was so
part.
Great though. I mean, he was
wow.
What?
Wasn't Bono in "We Are the World"?
No, he's Irish. It was all Americans.
It was all Americans.
He might have been in Band Aid. Don't they know it's Christmas?
They did a different song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they know it's Christmas?
But no, Lionel Richie, it was so entertaining. I mean, his between song banter and like just telling where the songs came from. Oh, God, such a good show.
I wanted to cover a long time ago one of the bands I was in. I wanted to do a not super heavy, but a fun, upbeat version of All Night Long. And that was just a road.
Well, it's already
Should
a fun, upbeat
never,
song.
But I meant like heavier and
oh,
groovier.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, we tried, and I was like, yeah, it was, this isn't going to happen.
Right. Well, damn, when he gets back, she's talking about guilty pleasures or something.
The set, it looks like I've just pulled up four of their set list, and the first 10 songs are pretty much in.
Same.
the same? Well, okay, I take that back. The first eight are the same because in Soundwave in Sydney, they did Zombie Eaters. And
that's my favorite. One of them anyway.
We Care a Lot in Digging the Grave, and I didn't see that on any of the others. I don't know. I think when they come to the States and do state stuff, it's going to be way different because it's going to be their own show.
Yeah.
And longer.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's 17 songs. It's a festival. They're headlining festivals, so.
I think they'd probably tailor their sets to depending on where they are because I know my future bosses do.
Yeah. What is a... Well, they've got a huge catalog. So what's an average Aerosmith song? They played February 25th.
Yeah.
At the MGM.
That was a private show.
17 songs again.
What did they play? Because I haven't seen this yet.
Train Kept a Rollin'.
Awesome.
Which...
is awesome.
Whips my ass on Guitar Hero.
Really?
Love in an Elevator. Crying. Living on the Edge. Toys in the Attic. Jaded. Ragdoll. Stop Messing Around. Fleetwood Mac.
No. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
Their cover of Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. Happy Birthday. I don't know. Mildred J. Hill. Whose birthday was it?
I guess. Well, it was a private party for Allstate Insurance, so I guess there was somebody there.
Allstate got Aerosmith.
I wonder if he was there.
Last Child, Mama Ken, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Can I tell you what? Finish the set list first, and I'll tell you.
No More, No More, Dude Looks Like a Lady, Walk This Way, Dream On, and Sweet Emotion.
That was all a private concert?
Yeah.
Good God.
See, it's so hard to be an Aerosmith fan sometimes because a lot of the younger people don't realize the ass-kicking shit they had in the 70s and 80s. When the first thing you think about is I Don't Want to Miss a Thing or Crying, it's like, no, they're not the ballad kings like you think they are. They have some rock and stuff. Because my favorite album is Rocks, and that had Rats in the Cellar and stuff, and that was it is such a great album.
See, I never got into Rocks, but I love Pump.
Pump is great.
That's the go-to.
Pump is in my top three albums.
Pump is when I got into them.
Their festival set list is 17. It looks like this. Well, they change a little bit of the meat.
Yeah.
But for the most part, for the past 5 months, they've kept the same set list.
Well, I read somewhere that they're digging into the catalog for the summer tour, like pulling out some songs that they've never played before or haven't played in a long time. And I have a few songs I would love to request, but I'm not going to cross that line.
Yeah, that'll be the first cool thing to do.
Yeah.
As the newest employee.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what you guys need to do?
Cypress Sore Eyes.
Just go up and tear up their set list. Crap, yeah. crap. All crap.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, shit. I've seen Aerosmith in concert many, many times. And I mean, like, in the 20s, you know. And Crying is my bathroom song. It always comes early in the set, like fourth, fifth.
You don't have to lie.
No, seriously. I hear those first three notes and I'm in the bathroom. But I won't go pee before that because I don't want to miss the entrance, you know, of course. But anyway.
That's awesome,
man. You know what? I wanted to tell you something else. We were talking about Sabbath before and Ozzy and stuff. I have to tell you this story because I was in eighth grade, I think, when I became like a metal fan. And it was a weird crossover because I was into like pop radio, so I liked Bobby Brown and Paula Abdul, but then I also liked Anthrax and Slayer and Metallica. But you know, Ozzy was scary back then. You remember? Like he was not the bumbling old man he is now. He scared parents.
He bit the heads off.
Yeah, he was
pigeons.
Controversial and evil. You know, this is the Ozzy we love. You know, so anyway, No Rest for the Wicked was the album that I had at the time, and that's my favorite one. Like I said, and I was visiting my uncle, and up in New Jersey, and. You know, he's like, oh, you're an Ozzy fan, huh? Do you like Black Sabbath? And I went, who? So he's like, oh, fuck that. And he goes and gets his Paranoid cassette. He goes, I had this when I was 18 years old. We used to go drive in the woods and get
now
high and get
I
scared.
Toss
you
down
know?
I give it to you.
And exactly. And it did change my life. Now, I will admit, I didn't like it when I first heard it. It was way too, like, sludgy. And, you know, compared to the, you know, more aggressive metal, I guess you'd say Ozzy was playing.
It was close to Mastodon, right?
Nothing.
Right, Mike? Right.
No, but I mean, the second listen is what, you know.
It's
funny
that Black Sabbath says their biggest influence was the Beatles.
Yeah, Ozzy's a total Paul McCartney worshiper. John Lennon, yeah.
So.
But dude, I have Black Sabbath tattoos. I mean, that's just the band. I mean, because I definitely am very influenced in my bass playing anyway by Geezer Butler.
I've never got a band tattoo. Okay, here we go.
My bad.
I was and gonna...
Wait, play that while I pee.
On the two, one, three, four.
This is Superhero. I didn't mean to pot it up that loud right when I hit play, but...
It's cool, man. I'll let you stay.
You've heard it, right? I'm a bit... I like this.
Yeah.
I don't like Motherfucker.
This has a cool
like
chorus.
This.
I like the chorus of this.
Very good, very good. Now that Mike has just left the room, that motherfucker is going to work for Aerosmith.
I know. What a bastard. Watch, he's going to come in all big balling. Sup, y'all?
When he gets back in here, we should cut his Achilles heels, both of them, so he can't walk for months.
And then hit him over the head with an aluminum bat.
And slit his throat?
We could.
And then we'll skin him and eat him.
No, let's skin him and put him his parts on us and then say we're him when we go and go be the personal assistant.
Here he is, here he is.
I think we could pull it off.
Hey, I mean, Mike's in good shape. He's well hydrated. He doesn't drink alcohol anymore. So
well,
his
no,
skin
he's
is
terribly hydrated because he drinks that.
These rock stars make me pee so bad.
But he, you know, he could make a good suit of skin to wear around.
We're talking about taking what, your skin off.
Is there lotion then, that I should put on?
And then yes. going and pasting it on us with some Elmer's glue. And
I don't
then
know.
Going and being the PA for Joey. Seeing if they would see the difference. And then we'd swap out. Like Dustin would run in real quick and be like, hello,
hey, what's going
Joey?
On?
Hey.
It was like Leatherface.
Would you like to watch ESPN? And then I'd text him, like, come on, my turn, man.
I've got to go to the bathroom again.
And then he'd come in the bathroom.
Mike, you're kind of starting to stink. Well, the flesh is rotting.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm already waiting to see how many new friends I make, and quote-unquote friends. I mean, people come out of the woodworks, and what can you
all
do for
me? All your new best friends?
All my new best
It'll
friends.
Happen.
Or people I haven't talked to in years. Oh, God.
I'm going to laugh next time Mike's on. After he leaves, he comes in rolling in a big fat limo.
Hey, what
got
if
Puff
I
Puff Daddy?
What if I can get him on the show for you? It
God.
Probably won't happen. I'm
oh my gosh, can you right. imagine?
Dude. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome.
Don't mind the big black dildo there.
No, he doesn't. Right. He doesn't have to come here. We'll just come with the
Steven, could you grab
with
me
the,
yeah.
with the Zoom, but
Natty
I'll
light.
Be I'll be shaking so much, I'll just keep hitting record, stop, record,
yeah.
stop.
He's a really cool guy. I mean, like, obviously I have had more interaction with him than the other band members, but he's a really nice guy, very, you know, down to earth, and just a nice guy. I mean, he enjoys what he does, and just, you know, cool.
It sucks.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you went down to Austin and got a job with Aerosmith.
Thank you very much.
I went down to Austin this week, too.
And what'd you do?
Yeah, we're still shooting the shit, aren't we?
Yeah. This is
like
the longest shoot the shit segment.
Oh, dude, I like talking music with you guys. Maybe we could just do this for a while.
We do, too.
I went down. I've got a. This is all leading up to a game I want to play with you guys.
Uh-oh.
So it's a long story. I went down to see the races down at COTA, Circuit of the Americas.
Yeah.
Not to be mistaken with Crota.
With Crota. Russ, not to be mistaken with Crota.
Russ is all of a sudden, what?
Is he talking?
I should have addressed that to what? You, too.
I haven't been playing, man. This eBay thing's taken over my life.
Oh dude, my I got God. An eBay, too. Oh, my God.
So, I went down to COTA, Circuit of the Americas, and watched the Pirelli World Championships. This isn't NASCAR. These are Lamborghinis, Ferraris, McLarens, Bentleys.
I quit listening.
Aston Martin.
Screw this guy.
Racing around the track, running into each other, and having fun.
Did you go up to him and go, what is that, French or something?
I'm now part of Team McLaren.
There was a McLaren that was driving around the our where I work.
Really?
Yeah, a while back.
These are the P1s. They're the $1.2 million base before they make them to race cars. So we had fun. Eric went with me. We
I don't know why
around.
You said it with that inflection fun. To me. Like you wanted me to feel bad because I haven't drove one or something.
I think
that
there's
kind of mean.
Four in the States. There used to be five. The first one that came to America.
But he did the nod, the brag nod, like, well, Stubbs.
Well, Stubbs.
Yeah.
It's a P-series.
I'll edit that later to where I bring my tone down.
You always say that. You don't edit a damn thing. Right?
Sometimes we do.
Sometimes
we have to.
But
I go back and check.
The first kid that had a P1 in the U.S. lived down in Austin, and he destroyed it
mm-hmm.
2 weeks into it. $1.2 million gone because he got in a car wreck, and it just incinerated.
Asshole.
So we went down there and we went to the races, spent all day walking around. I walked 20,000 steps that day, according to Fitbit.
I bet, Fitbit. Man.
And 18 stories up and down the track.
Did you all have right. all access anywhere you wanted to go?
Yes, we had all access into the pits, into the paddock, into the plaza. And I finally got to see the Austin 360 Amphitheater,
mm-hmm.
where Aerosmith might be playing if
they
never
know.
Play Austin. It's kind of cool. It's in the middle of the racetrack. It's in, but it looks like a close sister to Starplex,
mm-hmm.
just set down in the racetrack underneath that crazy tower. So we had fun doing that, walking around. But We had to go see my cousin.
Mistake.
Why? Well, my cousin no longer works at the...
Mistake for sobriety.
It is a mistake for sobriety. He no longer works at the establishment he used to, whom I used to do a lot of photo shoots for and get crazy calendars for in here.
He doesn't?
No. He works at a new cafe, and he wanted us to come meet him at the new cafe.
What's this cafe called?
Do you know what the Yellow Rose in Austin is?
Sounds like a place that you go to look at vegetation.
Well, you know how everything in Austin has a weird name.
Mm-hmm.
So we pull up. He gives us the address. We make our way over there. We pull up. It's a gentleman's establishment.
Well.
So we go rolling in about 9 o'clock until about 2 o'clock.
Making it rain.
Into the Yellow Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was kind of funny carrying a crap ton of camera gear in there. That's the first thing that cracked me up.
Oh, you didn't want to leave it out in your...
Not out in the car.
Yeah.
So we carried a ton in there. And we go into this establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And...
How many hand jobs did you get?
14.
How many did you give?
27.
Well, you're on the right side of the equation.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
And it's a very interesting place. Unlike... I guess the rules down there are a little different than they are here. It's not gigantic, but they've won all sorts of awards.
Yeah.
For being one of the top five in the country, I think is what was said. And that place, we got there when it was still kind of empty, but by midnight, 1 o'clock.
Every oil-filled worker from the Eagle Ford Shell was in there, wasn't it?
How'd you know that was the Eagle Ford Shell down there?
Remember, I used to do some work down there, man.
Oh, but you got smart all of a sudden.
All the oil-filled peeps.
Place got insane. Place got
oil
insane.
Oil field.
But we got to see the inner workings of how a gentleman's establishment works.
Oh, you got some like behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes stuff. And a lot of questions I've always wanted answered.
Like, such as?
You haven't watched that Profit show on HBO or Showtime?
How money is handled.
Gotcha.
How the girls work, what their shifts are, if they're permanent employees, if they're contract.
How do they file? Yeah, are they
how they,
are they
file taxes?
Are they
file taxes? That
yeah,
was
W-2'd?
A question. Mm. I did ask that. How they file they taxes?
W-2'd or 1099?
Because it is tax season.
Yeah,
you gotta worry about them. How often they come in? That's not really a big behind the scenes deal.
Did you monitor their breaks? How many cigarette breaks they were taking?
How alcohol works in a gentleman's establishment?
Was it BYOB or was it like a
no? It's no? It's just a topless club.
So it wasn't completely right, nude. It was.
No.
So it wasn't BYOB. What was their prices?
I don't know if I can disclose prices.
$8.50 a beer, domestic.
I don't know.
Lower?
I'd,
or higher?
I don't know.
Why? Is there some kind of weird podcast?
No, I seriously, I don't know.
Oh, because you didn't pay. I gotcha. So you were big balling it. You're like, you got the VIP owners.
I don't know.
I might have.
I
might
know.
Have, but I don't know.
I don't know. I might have blacked out and just handed my card to someone. I don't know.
Just keep running it.
Just go. But we hooked up with my cousin's brother, brother-in-law, somewhere in there. And because he was there with some friends having a bachelor party, and they were just bottling it up.
Like Cristal.
Another bottle. Tito's. Rolling with Tito's. It's a pretty nice joint, actually. It's pretty cool. It was chill.
What would you compare it to up here?
You know what it really reminded me of? The Rail. But that without it.
It's not what I expected you to say.
The Rail Club in Fort Worth?
Yeah, without the upstairs. Yeah.
That threw me off.
It kind of reminded me of how the Rail is built.
What about the Varsity Strippers? Were they like the old Legends? Or were they like The Lodge, Vinnie Paul's place.
There you go.
Like that?
Like the clubhouse.
That's
very
good.
Punk rock. Very, lots of tattoos. But no, I don't think you can get away from that anymore.
No, you really can't.
Gauges and piercings. We had fun. It was quite interesting. But we ran into a girl, and I left my wallet in the house.
Let me guess. She was just working her way through college.
No.
Trying to make ends meet.
No. She knew what she was doing.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. She was having fun doing it. She was Miss 2010 Exotic World Nude Dancer. I got the card in there. And 2010 Miss Pole Dancer. Like, she could do all sorts of crazy stuff on the pole.
Yeah, they have, like, big-time competitions now and stuff.
Huge competitions. But I have some audio here.
And
I
they are
play
wild.
You.
Like, you see how high they get up on those poles now,
like
man?
Like acrobats now.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, philanthropist.
This brings me to my game. Now, ignore how I sound on here, because...
It had some pops.
A couple.
And some tutor.
Probably about a bottle or two.
An eight ball of tutor. And
no tutor, but probably about a bottle of Tito's. Ugh. So, ignore me, but I want you to listen to this girl, and I'm going to hold my phone up to the microphone again. And I want you to tell me where she's from and what her ethnicity is.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. We do this.
Okay.
On Friday Night Lights, they had me doing two words. I had to say bye, Clint, and I did it like 12 times. It's like they couldn't fine tune these two words just right to sound like. It's crazy.
Okay. She's from
Springtown. That's out of control already, man.
That was just her, completely sober, just got there.
Does she have all her own teeth?
Yes, she has an amazing set of teeth.
Tennessee.
Really?
That's where you think she's from?
Either Tennessee or Texas.
If it's, if it's not Springtown, I'm going with Kentucky.
What's her ethnicity?
She is white.
Yeah, she can't be now if you make this big of a deal about it. She's got to be a black girl then.
I'm going to play this a little bit more. Like I said, ignore my stubbornness.
It's a trick question. See, he's tricking us.
We don't play with race.
I'm recording your audio.
I heard a hint of blackness then.
Yeah.
You can't record me.
Yeah, she let her blackness out a little bit.
Say what you are.
I'm an Asian girl from Alabama.
Wow.
That means her mom and dad were shrimpers. It's true.
That's crazy. I never heard an Asian girl sound like
that. That's an
redneck.
Asian girl from Alabama.
Did you ask her about
neck.
Bubba Gump shrimp?
Well, it's funny you should bring that up. Let's see here.
Ridiculous.
I love how you just chuckle.
A little bit of a unicorn without the horn.
And she's got all of her teeth.
I do. I have all of my teeth.
And they're perfect. And they're white. They're gorgeous. That is out of control. I know. I thought she's not like Dooley Mantos, Alabama.
No.
She's like Deliverance, Alabama.
But I've had people tell me, they're like, when I look at you, it's like I don't picture what I hear. But if I close my eyes, you sound like a blonde-haired white girl sitting on a bale of hay with straw in your mouth.
Yep. You gotta do.
Yep.
You gotta do.
You nailed it.
She's talking too much.
Anyway, she does say that her mom left Saigon.
And they're shrimpers.
She exiled from Saigon, got on a plane, and they landed in Alabama. She met a guy, married the guy, was a shrimper. Yeah, her mom did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently the shrimpers, the Asian shrimpers down there and the Cajun shrimpers have fierce battles, like
really?
Crips and Bloods.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like they'll throw the Asian A, while they're shrimping.
Shrimping, like just throw it down, A.
And then the Cajuns will be like, just throwing the C's.
So it's pretty amazing, and I've got her card in there, you can see her, but...
Right now I want to hit her over the head with an aluminum bat.
And slit her throat?
Yeah.
Would you, just the
30 seconds that I have heard.
You would never fit inside her skin.
No.
She was a little bitty tiny.
Did you see the girl that was working up at billiards for a while? The Filipino girl that was like this tall?
No.
She looked like she was 8 years old. She doesn't work there anymore.
That's too old for me.
She's the one? She's 11 years old.
Yeah. They grow them small over in those parts of the woods.
They do. Austin was a blast.
It always is.
I believe going back down there for South by Southwest, if you want to go.
I don't know if I can pull it off because of this weekend.
Well, if you want to go.
You want to go? You want to go?
We're going to see Dillinger.
Oh, they're playing?
I saw that.
Yeah.
Really?
On 6th Street?
At the Gypsy Lounge.
Is that on 6th Street?
I should edit all this out so no one goes.
They're playing on the douchiest part of 6th Street.
East.
Austin.
East 6th, the new area.
Oh.
The new punk rock area. Other side of 35.
Oh, yeah, towards... Okay, I got you. What? Other side of 35? What are you talking about?
The
The douchey part's on the east side of 35.
Not anymore. The west side is downtown.
Of 35?
Like when you're going down 35, mm-hmm. the west side is downtown, where mm-hmm. Red River and all that is.
Mm-hmm.
East side is where all the cool clubs have moved to. So.
Cool. What's the club they're playing?
The Gypsy Lounge. I don't want a bunch of people there. Gypsy Lounge.
Trust me, we're the only ones that like Dillinger.
Probably. I think of all
the bands that we've had in here, there was one guy that liked Dillinger, and it was one of the dudes in the Raven Charter.
Oh, I heard him say that. Yeah, you're right.
I think it was Andy last week liked Dillinger.
Oh, yeah, Andy.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Man, Andy's awesome. He kept doing this cannibal crab thing during our show. Did you hear him?
That's Friday night, right?
I heard the show, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, he kept doing this cannibal crab going,
Joining us in the chat room is Space Docking Zone, Johnny Trash Pockets. And he says, One Fingered Fist is playing Austin on the 20th. Where at? And then the Methinks are at Lola's on the 21st. Well, that's not Austin, so we'll just throw it out there for him. And while we're throwing out plugs here, Waking Alice is playing this Friday night at Tomcats.
At Tomcats. Waking Alice live.
At Tomcats.
Those are my boys. W.A. I'm just throwing all kinds of gang signs.
You are.
Repping my hood.
Now, I want to get into a couple more things. We're getting close to when vinyl's supposed to be here, but we got a donation this week.
Yes, I saw it. You almost wrecked it immediately.
I tried to cut your balls off with it.
You really could, because there's no guards on this thing.
Plastic object. And
your photography company.
My photography company.
Do you have a photography company, Mike D?
If you need pictures of your vagina,
pictures of you,
while it's playing in Anaheim, just give me a holler and I'll fly out and see it. Just looking at the first thing.
If Joey needs some pictures taken, you may call.
I can. If Aerosmith needs a tour photographer,
just saying.
I'm just saying.
It's so funny if people come out of the woodworks, like whatever they do for a living. See if they need.
Man, I skateboard.
Yeah, right. Skateboarder.
They need a tour skater.
If Aerosmith needs a podcast,
we will change our name.
We will.
We have no problem doing that.
The Steven Tyler Jonestown Massacre.
Yep.
Yes.
Can you imagine us getting play-by-play after each show? Oh, Steven, let's talk about that first quarter of a set there.
So how old was that girl that went in your dressing room after the show?
Oh, jeez. But we got a donation, plastic object, we can use it for Jerry Jonestown Massacre, of a Phantom II drone.
This is going to get somebody arrested.
We're going to get in trouble with this.
Yeah. It is a pimp drone, though.
It's a badass drone. It takes amazing video.
Does it shoot lasers?
Not yet.
What's
your... it's fun to fly. It is still... It's nerve-wracking to fly.
So you're still getting used to it and stuff.
Yeah. Even though it's pretty easy and it does take care of itself, as long as the GPS is connecting to it and you have nice sunny days where all six satellites can hit it and keep it in one spot. When it's cloudy like this and only connects to a couple, it walks a lot.
You might find Malaysia Air 370.
That's the first thing I'm going to go do.
Just start inspecting stuff.
That's the very first thing I'm going to do.
Did you see that? Sorry, that's kind of along the same subject, but someone flew a drone over Auschwitz.
Yeah, and got in trouble. Well,
it's been happening a lot, especially in France.
The footage that one company or one photographer got rights to do it,
right?
And it's beautiful.
It really is cool. Because I'm kind of morbidly fascinated with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the thing that got me in that video was as it's going through and between the buildings, you see off in the distance a highway where there's traffic, and I'm like, wow, people actually pass by this place every day. It was just weird to think about.
I thought about that, too, because there's also another road in one of the shots.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of cars, like, driving up into that road. And I was like, and that's probably, like, somebody's delivery route or something.
Yeah.
How just fucked up could that be?
Cruising down the highway, going to work, eating a chicken biscuit or something. Or brat biscuit.
Maybe not in Poland, but,
Damn.
Kiss your neck. What? Rebecca says she kisses our necks.
Oh. I like kisses on my neck.
Now, I want to get into two deaths we haven't really touched yet. We didn't talk about...
Go from Auschwitz to death.
Yes, well, Leonard Nimoy. It was a perfect segue. Yeah. Leonard Nimoy, we didn't really talk about that last week.
I liked him, but I wasn't a big Star Trek guy.
Me neither.
You weren't?
Except for couple of the movies. Wrath of Khan was the best.
My mom was into it. Not so much.
The Voyage Home.
I like killing people.
part four. Yeah.
You like that one?
Oh yeah, it was great.
Okay, I haven't seen any of the modern ones.
I haven't seen
ones.
It in 30 years, so I mean, maybe if I watch it now.
I haven't seen
be.
Any of the modern ones.
Like, that comes up after Wrath of Khan. And
Wrath of Khan is part two, and that's by far the best. But Voyage Home was part four, right? That's the
he
one.
He dies in Wrath of Khan. I thought the very
next one.
He does,
and then the next one is Search for Spock, and they find him. And yeah, he. I forgot exactly what the
oh,
plot
is. Oh, it
is.
Okay, yeah, yeah, it is Search for Spock, and then it's Voyage Home.
Yeah.
It's okay, that's what it is. It's it, they have a formula like. All the evens are great.
Yeah, I noticed
and
that
all
too.
The odds are
I noticed
like,
that too.
Meh.
Yeah,
so
search
it's
for
the search
Spock
for Spock. I thought
inducing.
Was meh. Yeah,
what about the modern ones? I haven't even. I haven't seen.
I heard
those
they're
yet.
Great, but I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen any.
Fantastic.
Of them.
Fantastic.
Really?
I like them.
I don't even know what they're called to look them up. Like what is it called?
Star Trek.
Star Trek in the Hood.
Into Darkness.
Yeah, that's
is
the, last
the newest
one.
Okay,
one.
In the dark. Into Darkness.
And there's another one.
I'll have to watch it.
But.
Does William Shatner show up at all in those?
He's kind of a big icon, though, to be dying. It's kind
he's
of weird.
He's definitely big. Well, and then we almost lost Han Solo.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Right after that.
Right after that.
How weird would that have been?
And Indiana Jones all in one, yeah, one
all
person.
At once.
Wait a second. Yeah, that happened. Yeah. Indiana Jones, too.
And Blade Runner.
Yep. And The Fugitive.
Get off and my plane. And the President.
Yeah.
I like all the Photoshop memes of the Millennium Falcon being crashed in the golf course.
Have you,
and stuff.
By the way, have you seen the Millennium Falcon drone?
Drone, yes.
That was
amazing.
Badass.
I mean... So then on Sunday, or I think it's Saturday,
yeah,
local radio legend Terry Dorsey dies after being retired for 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
He retired 3 months ago and dies over
yeah,
the weekend.
If you grew up locally, you know that guy's voice.
Yeah, he always did at KSCS, but mm-hmm. he always had those crazy commercials on the TV.
Where money was getting thrown TV. Everywhere and stuff. And
well, back up to Leonard Nimoy, though, because there was two things about that one I thought you were going to touch on. Oh. And one of them was that William Shatner didn't make the funeral.
That pissed me off.
Well, do you think that fans... Oh, jeez, I keep hitting this damn mic. Do you think that people maybe make too much of... Maybe they're not as close as you think they are? Yeah, they did this legendary thing 40, 50 years ago, but they probably don't hang out together.
They're not. You know? I mean, Leonard Nimoy wasn't at... his roast at William Shatner's roast.
Okay.
But what's her name?
From Star Trek?
Yeah, the black female.
Lady?
I can't remember.
Shaka Khan.
Yeah, I can't remember her real
I
name.
I can't remember her real name either. It's Uhura though.
Yeah. And then George
Takei
was there.
You knew yeah. he would
everybody
be
else is pretty much dead.
Yeah. Well DeForest Kelly, damn it Jim, that guy he's dead, yeah.
He's dead. And so Scotty.
Scotty's dead? Oh, I didn't know that. I mean, I guess it stands a reason. He looks like the oldest one, but
yeah.
The other part,
sucks.
The other thing I was gonna that you were gonna talk about was Westboro Baptist was gonna picket his funeral.
Why?
Because they're Westboro Baptist. They're
oh, yeah, that's true.
But
that's
were, true. They couldn't find that's where it was true. Gonna be, so they didn't do it.
Because they kept it under the
yeah.
Under
I'm
the
ready
radar.
For those people to just die in a fire. Honest
yes,
to God,
please,
I really,
please, please. The other death I want to get to happened last night.
Why don't they go overseas and fight ISIS? Westboro Baptist.
Somebody said to do it, and they
just
were going to
go.
They were going to go.
Go, go,
but
go.
I don't know. Anyway.
We'll support you.
Yeah,
we'll,
please.
We'll buy your plane tickets, man.
Who died last night?
Sam Simon.
Who's that?
Creator of The Simpsons with Matt Groening.
Oh, get out of here.
And he created a ton of TV shows, too, sitcoms and stuff. But he's been fighting cancer for a while. He was given a... terminal sentence like a year and a half ago and he's made wow. it this far, but he kicked it last night and
oh damn
and kind of crazy.
I saw on Facebook that the guy the Miller High Life guy died in the commercial, the black guy.
Really?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Also Mr. Kruger from Seinfeld, George's boss. He
yes I saw
away.
That
yeah.
yeah. And he's been in Cougar. A ton of things. He was a great bit actor.
Oh yeah.
He'd show up everywhere.
I got a question for you guys. Do you believe in the trifecta?
Yeah.
Oh, the for every three. Well, this is already more than three that we've
named
already.
There's been like three this month.
Yeah. Well, the big already. One was Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, and Ned McMahon in 2009. I remember that. And then, yeah. I don't know if I believe in it, but it does seem to be quite a coincidence.
I think they're all reptilian. That's how they roll.
And then you got, next thing on the list here, tomorrow night, which this is going to be out of order and not make any sense, but on Wednesday night, this is Tuesday, you want to go to Dada? You want to go tomorrow night? Club Dada?
I would love to, but I seriously doubt I'll be able to pull it off. What's
Who's
going
playing?
On?
$13. We can go see Torchy.
Are you serious?
$13.
I would love to see Torch.
Let's go.
Dude, have you heard their new album?
Yes, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
Are you serious? I wonder what time it starts.
They'll play late.
Oh, man, I don't know if I can pull it off, but I really want to see them.
$13.
Who else is playing with them?
Not
the money. It's I have my kids that night, and then I'll be like, later, to Brittany.
Bring them a torch.
And all the kids. I could.
Do they stay there? Are they staying with you? The kids tomorrow night?
Yeah. It's their spring break.
Nothing wrong. It's torchy. Nothing wrong. The show's the doors open at 7:30.
Nothing wrong.
So they probably won't go on till
something wrong. We too low.
11:30 or midnight.
Holy fuck.
If anybody listening live wants to go see Torchy at Club Dada, hit me up tomorrow.
What time did you say again?
I work till 10, but
man, you son of a bitch.
I know, I suck.
Doors open
7:30.
There's three bands.
So
we could maybe get away with leaving here at 10.
Yeah, 10.
9:30, 10-ish,
yeah.
I really want to make that show.
The event is all ages. Bring the girls.
Speaking of great shows, I want to plug this even though it already happened, but I actually went and saw John 5 2 weeks ago at Trees.
How was that? That was
unbelievable.
Dude, when John 5 was with Manson,
yeah.
And then I saw him once with Zombie.
Yeah.
And he was great.
Dude, I thought he was still playing with Zombie.
He is.
Yeah.
He can play anything. I don't want to sound all overdramatic and stuff, but you kind of forget what you can do with a guitar sometimes, and this guy just expanded it. Like, he played every Latin music and country and metal, of course, and so it was just unbelievable. One of the best shows I've ever seen.
And
honestly,
he had the baddest ass telly ever.
Yeah, well, he had a whole bunch of guitars. I mean,
his signature Fender telly, that silver one and everything, that looks all crazy and John Fivey.
He's just so creative,
badass.
I mean, my God, he's just one of the. I think people always talk about who's gonna be the big guitar heroes of the day and stuff. You know, because Eddie Van Halen might be the last living legend or whatever. You know, Eric Clapton, but this guy, I mean, John 5 is definitely.
I would like to go to one of those shows.
Yeah,
the John 5 shows, and just be up close and be like, Johnny 5 is alive.
Number 5.
Number 5 is alive. That's it.
Damn. I think he gets discredited too.
Fuck the joke up.
Because of the way he looks or the way he dresses up.
Well, I'll say this. He could do without that because that's a zombie thing and a Manson thing for that matter. He doesn't need that.
He
comes out in makeup and stuff like that, like zombified, but he doesn't need that. It didn't distract too much, but there's really no reason for it other than a little visual. But, dude, I was just watching him play. I mean, he could have come out in his pajamas for all I care. It was unbelievable. And his bass player and drummer are badass too.
That's what you should recommend to the band right there. Let's do a pajama tour, man.
Little late night PJ.
No, man, that's awesome. Think about it.
Well,
they could market their pajamas.
Wow.
See,
summer
that's
party.
What you need me on the tour, man. I got these ideas.
I have pajamas from like the Rolling Stones and AC/DC.
See?
Like,
and you could tell you could put those up and you'd be like, hey, guys, look, see these?
I also got Star Wars ones from Target. They have Darth Vader helmet, Stormtrooper, and Boba Fett. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I had some Empire Strikes Back ones.
Okay, there's three things I want to knock out real quick before we take a break.
You, me, and Seth.
And the band gets here. Yes. Today, the biggest news of the day was the announcement of Zoolander 2.
What? I didn't hear that.
Are they getting
both of
them
back? Did you see how
they
did it?
No, I haven't seen anything about this.
Okay,
Ben Stiller
so this week is Paris Fashion Week.
Oh, they did it. Did something
and
there.
And unannounced, unpreviewed, no one knew it was going to happen, they decided to... At the end of the Valentino show,
yes,
they walked out it's two ramps, and you can see the video. They walk out and go the two ramps, go to the end, stand there
pose.
For about 15 seconds, pose, do the different poses, and turn and walk back. Midway up, they knock their jackets off that they're with and keep walking. That's it.
No blue steel?
No flashy blue steel.
No shit.
He did his mouth, you know, like blue steel, but that was it.
Awesome.
And it was awesome. Like, everybody was freaking out. Like, holy crap.
I bet you a lot of the kids in there, the younger people that were there, probably didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, right. Well, do you think it'll measure up? Because we had Anchorman 2, Dumb and Dumber 2, but, you know, the first ones are so great.
They are.
Have you seen Dumb and Dumber 2 yet?
I have not.
I haven't either.
I haven't heard much about it, which should
tell you
something right
there. I saw a little sneak peek that they do on AT&T,
I liked Anchorman 2, though.
I didn't dislike it.
I'm not talking about Anchorman. I'm talking about...
Well, either one.
He brought it up.
Yeah.
Oh. Because I want to see... I haven't seen either one, so...
Well, Anchorman 2 was not bad, but the first one was just so good. There was no way they were going to match it.
Nothing will be good as Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Well, yeah.
Well, of course. That's the always good, too. we touched upon the bag of Kanye air.
Which I will be selling.
Someone
on my eBay account.
actually went to a Kanye West concert with a Ziploc baggie. Bagged some air from the concert, put it up on eBay, and it's sitting there for $60,000.
People are bidding on that for real?
No one's bid on it.
Oh,
it's
good.
It's just sitting there right now for
$60,000. Because I'll put a bullet in my temple if someone buys that shit.
Someone actually wrote
I
on
bet
the
you somebody
little
does.
Content. You know how the Ziploc baggies have the little white content thing you can write with Sharpie? Yeah. They put air from Kanye's show.
So if it's in the freezer, you don't have to throw it away.
Oh, this just in.
There's a bid.
The post has now disappeared from eBay.
Oh.
Dang it. I was hoping someone was actually going to
do
something.
Oh, my God. Kanye West. My
and then
we should post a bag of piss.
Ireland, due to a loophole in their laws, decided they were going to change their, their 1977 Misuse of Drugs Act because it was found unconstitutional in the Irish Court of Appeal this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So when they canceled
drugs will be legal.
Waiting for another act.
Drugs are legal.
To be legalized. For 24 hours in Ireland, ecstasy, ketamine, magic mushroom.
Is this the purge?
And all of them are too drunk to go school.
Right.
They can't even get it.
They're 100% legal.
For 24 hours.
For 24 hours.
What kind of a purge? I swear to God. Oh, my God.
Let's do it all.
Make for a great movie, though.
And did you hear they're doing a Walking Dead spinoff? Since Better Call Saul has worked out pretty good, I haven't seen this week.
Four episodes into it.
They are doing a Walking Dead spinoff for two seasons that will focus on a group of survivors in L.A., and it will be more urban-based instead of woods-based. Do you watch Walking Dead?
I have not seen it. I don't have the channel. So.
And you're not going to have time now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're going to be busy with Aerosmith touring the world and doing this, and I got to do this.
Well, you never know. I might actually catch up on this shit. I don't watch a lot of new TV. Only because I just don't, I don't know, I don't want to get addicted to it and that's be all I do. I'll never leave the house again. You know what I mean? And I know how I am and that'll be exactly the case. I watch a lot of TBS, like the old sitcoms I already seen a million times.
I'm really behind right now on my TV watching. Like, I haven't even finished Homeland.
I love Homeland, but
I haven't
seen it in 2 years.
Man, this was the most uninspiring season I'd ever watched of it because it was all about her. Just
yeah.
Like, it always has been kind of revolved around her, but this was all her. And she's such an over-actor, man.
I love that show the first season or two.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then I heard it went downhill. And I hate when shit does that. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah. And then I haven't caught up on Walking Dead. And I haven't caught up with Better Call Saul. And I'm still behind on Shameless. I got a lot of watching to do.
I was about to say. See, that's exactly what I don't want to happen to me because I just don't have time to do all this stuff. I'll never sleep again.
Yeah.
You may have flight time, though, where you can.
Yeah,
do you have
true.
A tablet or anything?
I'm going to get one. Actually, you know, funny thing is I had one, and then I upgraded my phone to Galaxy S5, and they're like, this thing does everything the tablet does, plus make a phone call, so what do I need the tablet for?
Yeah. Wait.
So I returned it, and now I get this job thing, and now I probably need the fucking thing.
Man, wait, because Samsung might endorse it or something. You never know. You might
never
get a free
Galaxy. Well, actually, I think the
Galaxy.
I might have to go iPhone, actually. I don't know. I have to take a friend of mine shopping.
The iPad?
Well, I don't know. A friend of mine told me, who knows all this gadget stuff, because I really have clueless.
Just get a
he's going to take me shopping.
6 Plus?
And, yeah, 6 Plus. Because my mother just got that from work, and she likes it.
I love mine.
Is that what you got?
That pretty much
is
a tablet.
Yeah, it pretty much is. I've got an iPad Mini 2.
I don't want to keep up with too much
crap. Do you even use that anymore?
I still do. Do a lot of the contract stuff through it. A lot of the business stuff is on the iPad Mini. And
a lot of the business upstairs? With the Bobs?
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah, with both the Bobs. Yes.
Yes.
I have a couple of other... Well, it's 9:30. We're in a holding pattern.
Yeah.
Everything's screwed up right
now. We're held up on the tarmac.
Mike Portnoy could not get seen in the London ER this week.
I saw that.
What the hell? Don't you know who he used to be?
Who he used to be. Do you think he screwed up on that?
I think, I do.
You hear two different stories, but how...
Well, here's what I think. And we all have our little dramatic friends on Facebook that just post everything, little thought that comes to their head. And he just did that. He didn't think before he posted. Because how bitchy do you have to be to, like, you know, well, shit and post, you know... I hate that bullshit. Some things don't need to go on Facebook. You don't need to put every thought that crosses your mind. And we have... Trust me, I've had to delete people because I got sick of reading their shit. But he forgot he's a little high profile.
Especially around election time.
Or,
that's when I'm really
oh
like,
God,
okay,
yeah.
Election
I was guilty
time,
last time.
I don't want to or 3 a.m. on Friday or Saturday night.
Drunk, yeah. I've drunk posted too, and I've regretted it.
Now, raging post is okay. We like to see raging photos.
Yes, raging photos are fun. Raging posts are fun. But if you're going to rage on Friday or Saturday night, don't do the Sunday, I'm here at church.
Oh, yes.
Because there are a ton of girls on my feed.
Oh, it's not just girls, man.
No, but mainly that's what it is.
Yeah.
Crap ton of girls,
mm-hmm.
and they go out raging and get blitz hammered, and they're slutty in the club, and you know,
doing the four drink white girl dance,
making cleavage, shoving their tits out, and everything.
The person in the middle of the circle,
breaking it down.
Yeah,
and then the next day they're
like those pictures too.
I'm at Gateway Church here, praising the Lord.
Yeah, refilling my spiritual cup.
Yes.
No, the ones I hate are the angry posts where, and then you get the comments, oh, is everything okay? You know, fuck you.
That's, I used to tell Brittany before we started going out, I was like, post this. I'm really having a rough day. This really sucks, da da da. And every one of the dudes that comes with the, hey, I just want to let you know, I'm there for you. You want my number or anything? And every time she did it, like four dudes would do that. Yeah. Like douche one, douche two, douche three, douche four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you know someone well enough to give them counseling because they're having a rough time,
you should already have the phone number.
You should already have their phone number and be like, hey, what's up? You okay? And I mean, that's what I would do. If you started posting all this crazy stuff, I'd just call you up and be like, you cool, man? Everything all right? I wouldn't be like, Dustin, just want to let you know. You need a shoulder. You need somewhere to lay your head. You always got my number.
And why would you post something like that? Because, you know, what if you see it? Because, like, you're on your phone. The feeds are never right.
Yeah.
So you're 2 hours behind. You know, it says, you know, posted 2 hours ago.
I was just pissed the Cowboys lost.
And then you post something, you know, there is hope for you, and I'll always be there if you need a place.
There's a suicide hotline that you can call.
And you post all that, and then...
yes.
And then you... find out
it was the Cowboys.
An hour before you posted that, they went ahead and blew their brains out.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. You know, it's messed up. I know a girl whose boyfriend shot himself on her voicemail.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can we get that? Pretty messed.
That's terrible.
I don't think so.
Mike, don't ever send me a voicemail like that.
Things didn't go well. Aerosmith thing didn't pan out.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you were the one chosen for that out of all the people I could call, I mean, you should be pretty honored, right?
Hey, should. Yeah,
if you're ever feeling that way, just, you know, come to the shed, man.
Come to the shed.
Come to the shed.
We appreciate come get grounded like you, in the man. Shed.
Yeah, we're very grounded.
We do ground people here, man, because pretty much you could take...
no TV for 2 weeks.
You can...
No, we meant emotionally. Like, you become centered with yourself.
I was going to go to my room with no dessert for a while.
Damn you, Mike. Go to your room.
You're grounded. Thank you.
I think...
What the fuck is going on? I love the post where they're like, you know, the next person that fucking does this blah 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 is gonna get a ass whooping from me. And you know, there's always like a 5'4" person that just, you know, I hate the tough guy
social,
you know, hiding behind a keyboard.
Social media, you know. Big guy.
Oh god. Son of a bitch. I also hate seeing your food. Just eat the shit. I don't care what you're having for dinner.
We've been pretty lucky. We haven't got trolled much. Our Twitter. Every once in a while we'll get a guy trying to draw us off sides, but I always respond with it with just like, yeah, butt toots or something like that, and they don't know what to do. So they're just like, oh, they just
toots.
Retweet it.
No, but I know what we're going to plague you with while you're on tour.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Images of food.
Of food, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I'll plague you with? Images of the better food that I'm eating in the high-class hotels that I'm staying.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, right? Here's a private jet I'm about to get on. Oh, damn my life. Yeah.
You know what I had? I had four pieces of Cracker Jack tonight.
Let's just start taking pictures of like schoolyards and hashtagging Mike.
Shit. Oh my god.
The children's section at Walmart, hashtag Mike D.
I'm in boys'
pants. All of a sudden, Joey comes. Joey's like, "We need to talk to you, good Bring, man.
Pack your bag, real quick. Yeah.
We don't know if this thing's gonna work out now.
Oh god."
So we're going to wrap up and do some more later?
Yeah, we're going to wrap up for now. We got another show we're fixing to do, even though time-wise this will not make any sense because I plan on putting this show out after the show we're about to do. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So if you're listening in succession, good luck.
Yes.
So she turns around and goes, Wrong hole, mate.
Oh, I got a video to show you. All right, so, Mike.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in this week. And from, are you going to
stay around, with Vinyl?
Gonna hang with
us? Of course I will, yes.
You stick around for Vinyl? You going to come back next week?
Possibly, sure.
You going to come back the week after that?
If you want me to.
Sure.
Wait, how's Seth's ovaries, though? Really?
His ovaries are doing
fine. We haven't got a report.
I was worried about his uterus.
I'm going to inspect him for prostate cancer while he's...
Hey, I got a question.
Do it.
Speaking of uteruses.
Oh, no. You need to understand how it works.
I sold a uterus? Texas line.
Uterus?
Yeah, I sold it on eBay.
In a plastic bag from the Kanye West concert.
Fuck this. Turn it off.
No, I want this story now.
Yeah, please. Come on. Oh, God.
What'd you sell? We've only had half a beer.
Next time.
Tune into show 87.
Well, no, wait. Yeah, this is going to be confusing because it's show 88 we're doing right now.
And then I'll tell the story.
In about 5 minutes, we're going to do show 87.
And then I'm going to tell the story.
While Vinyl's here.
Vinyl's here.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys in the chat room, stick around. We're going to do a show here in just a little bit with the band Vinyl. Let me get here.
Not the Vinyl band.
Vinyl. The Vinyl.
Yeah. That's the hood version.
The Vinyls are the ones I touch myself.
Yes, that's true.
Vinyl?
The Vinyls.
Congratulations to Mike D for
his
job.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's amazing.
I appreciate
that. Great story. Great story.
I'm sure we'll tell it again on show 87.
I'm
not
sure
the whole
will.
Thing. Not, I definitely know. No.
Yeah, we got to figure
out. We got to pitch the redefined bass player thing.
What are we gonna talk about?
We can't even talk about show 87. Yes, if you are a bass player and you want to play in a very good DFW band, you need to hit up Redefined now.
Yes.
Find them. They're everywhere.
You have to have crate gear.
Yes, you got to have crate.
No, you just have to have gear.
Or Gorilla amp. And you've got to play on a tub bass. We want to say real quick, a quick shout out to all our friends. Red Pants, Insignificant Podcast.
Hashtag David O'Hearn.
Hashtag David O'Hearn. God, who else? I'm totally go blank when I do this. The Ned Files, Pod About Nothing, D&DUI, Whiskey Boy, ADFW, Off Radar, Epic PodQuest, all of our local friends. If I left anybody out, I'm so sorry, but I'll make it up on show 87, which is the show before this, so it won't make any sense.
We're going to get in the DeLorean and travel back to 87.
Yes, that's exactly what we're going to do. So for tonight... We're the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Shoot us some emails. JerryJonestownMassacre@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook, The Jerry Jonestown Massacre, and our Twitter, Jerry Jonestown. We're out of here. Good night. It's the gentle art of making enemies.